Indeed, the support of the family members and caregivers capable of helping and providing basic care for the elderly is a primary need for society. The last 2 years, many had to learn to take care of someone battling COVID, or healthcare workers held the hand of someone dying because of the coronavirus, while nobody else might.
We would end up thinking that compassion would be fundamental to healthcare and so on. It is, and you know, and compassion and care, you think, are basics.
Dr. Mark Gilbert, associate professor at the College of Communication, Fine Arts and Media at UNO, is an artist and a researcher. The father of Gilbert cared for his dying wife after fighting dementia. Gilbert's father, an artist in Glasgow, Scotland, captured the last days of his wife in portraits. For Gilbert, his mother was a key component for his artistic career.
She was actually my teacher. She was my teacher, art teacher at high school.
Gilbert graduated from Glasgow School of Art in 1991, and his work has been exhibited in galleries and museums in Europe and North America. His life and practices changed significantly when he became an artist in residence at the Royal London Hospital in England. When Gilbert's mom passed, he was not able to be next to her.
It's part of my healing process all the time to look at the drawings of my mum. Every time I'm fortunate enough to be able to speak about them, again, that becomes part of that healing process. But it comes from that action of, in my case, my dad, turning that experience, having the generosity of spirit to turn that experience into something that's tangible and permanent.
Gilbert painted, drew, and photographed patients during illnesses, surgery, and recovery. This series, Saving Faces, was exhibited at the National Portrait Gallery in London. After that, another great opportunity came for him. He became the artist in residence at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Gilbert produced another series called Here I Am and Nowhere Else, Portraits of Care. Over the years, and with his distinctive work, he confirmed for himself and others the close connection between science and arts, specifically in the case of painting while caring for others. When people have the means, portraits or other types of art capture a wave of indescribable feelings and emotions.
For any artist, the challenge is always to be able to maintain that freshness of vision.
Today, life expectancy of people has increased. However, in some occasions, the elderly have partially or totally lost their independence, mainly due to a chronic disease that worsens over the years. Therefore, for caregivers to continue providing this service for their elderly, it is essential to have the appropriate tools to give them security and strategies to help them avoid overload, but not just for patients.
Even compassionate doctors, you know, the challenge is always to be able to engage with the patient as a person, not just as another case.
Compassion and curiosity can be great tools to cure our wounds. Tomorrow we continue the interview with Dr. Gilbert. He will tell us more about his work while he is at UNO. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.